Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Amen, amen, and praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Deborah Deans and the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so excited today. I apologize for the lateness, but God is good and He's in control. So we're going to get ready to call our worship to order, our worship service to order now. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer for our devotion. You know, I'm always not together, but, you know, God has His way, and I try to give God all the praise and all the glory, and I give Him control over this radio broadcast. So we're going to get ready to have a song, and then we'll read scripture, and then we'll pray. Amen. Just one second.
Amen. Amen. Hello?
Just a moment. We're getting ready to have our music, and then we're going to go into our devotion service. I'm going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. As soon as, let me see here. It should be playing by now, and it's not.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Let's give me a second. God is and you all know how the enemy attacks me especially when he don't want me to do something. So
hallelujah.
Okay, let me see here.
Can I be on? No? Can I speak on?
Well, we're getting ready. Try to get ready to start. Just one second.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life.
Maybe that'll be our scripture. Hold on.
Thank you.
How great is our God. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 18. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress, and my deliverer, my God, my strength, in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about. The snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. Then the earth shook and trembled, and the foundation also of the hills moved and was shaken, because he was wroth. There went up a smoke out of his nostrils, and fire out of his mouth devoured. Coals were like kindled by it. He bowed the heavens. He bowed the heavens also and came down, and the darkness was under his feet. And he rode upon the cherubims and did fly. Yea, he did fly upon the wings of the wind. I have just read you from Psalms 18, from the first verse down to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, Lord, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come asking you if we've offended anyone, Lord, if we've hurt anyone, if we've caused anyone to stumble today, Father. We ask your forgiveness right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to search our hearts, our minds, and our spirit. If there is anything in there, Father, that should not be, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, I come now just thanking and praising you, Father, magnifying your holy name today. Lord, we come lifting you up on today, Father, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for another opportunity to lift up the name of Jesus. We give you glory and we give you praise on today. Now, Lord, first of all, I ask you right now, Lord, to bind the strong man today, Father. Bind up the strong man on today, Lord. We ask you to bind up every negative thought, Lord, every negative thing, every evil and wicked thought, and every evil and wicked thing, every demonic thought, Lord, and every demonic thing, Lord, every demon on assignment, Father. We ask you right now to cancel their assignment right now. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we come right now. We come giving up our will today. Lord, we ask you to take control over our radio broadcast on today. In the name of Jesus, take over, Lord, and take control. Let me decrease 100%, that the Holy Ghost may increase 100%, and teach and preach to your people today. In the name of Jesus, I ask you right now, Lord, to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cover everyone in the radio land. Cover everyone on the radio broadcast. In the name of Jesus, in the blood of Jesus. Now, Lord, I just thank you today. I give you praise on today. I magnify you today, Lord. Oh, I give you glory. Hallelujah. We just give you all the praise. We ask you right now to put a shift in the atmosphere on our radio broadcast, Lord. We ask you right now, Lord, to put a shift, change some things, let the wind go another direction, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise today, and I give you glory. I ask you right now to bless the speaker, the man of the hour today, that's going to bring the word of God on today. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless him right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and his household, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We invoke the presence of the Holy Ghost today. We ask you for your anointing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, I ask you, Father, to bless us, Lord, in your word on today. In the name of Jesus. I give you praise, we give you glory. I ask all these things, Father, in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. And I thank the Lord on today. We give God praise. We're going to get ready to go into our testimony service, part of the service. If we have anyone that want to say something for the Lord or have a testimony or miracle report, a praise report, just anything for the Lord today. This is your finest hour. If you want to give whatever you want to do for the Lord on today, this is the time that we set aside to just say how good God is. And I'm going to be the first one because God is so good. He's been so good to me and my husband, Apostle. I just thank and praise God on today for he is good. His mercy endures forever. And I tell you, he said that we got new mercy every day. God been waking me up every day for 61 years, every day. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. I just thank God. He don't have to wake me up, but he wakes me up every day. And I give him glory. I don't take that for granted because God is too good to me. I tell you, I don't know. I just don't know. I get so carried away. I can't control myself when it comes to God because he's good. He's good to me. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I praise his name. You know, I wouldn't want to live here on this earth without him. I don't know what I would do without God. So I'm telling you, I'm not trying to please man in any way, shape, form, or fashion. I'm trying to please my Father who is in heaven. And he is so good. He's just a great God, a great King. And I just thank God in my life, the things that he do for me, I just give God praise today. I don't know about nobody else, but I can speak on me. Hallelujah. Even when I don't have a dime and I'm so low to the flow, God come by and he picks me up and he encourages me. And I thank God today. I give God praise today. He is an awesome God, a wonderful God, and I love him with a whole heart, with my whole heart. I love God, and I thank him today. So if that's my testimony today. You know, I don't have what he didn't buy me a big house and all this. Just for him waking me up for 61 years, I give God praise for that. That's awesome. Some people don't make it. Hallelujah. For 61 years, and I give him praise. So I'm opening the door for anyone else to have a testimony, a praise report, just a shout out to the Lord. Just something for the Lord on today. You can go now. Hallelujah.
Hi, this is Minister Lisa from St. Louis. Hello, Apostle Deborah.
Amen. Hello.
Amen. Amen. Hello to our preacher for today and all the end time war and ministries in global. And to everyone in the broadcast, I just want to give God thanks for another day of life. Amen. I just want to give him praise for all the years of my life. I celebrated my 49th birthday this week on Wednesday.
Ooh,
and I was just so. Yes, ma'am.
Oh,
February 15th, 1968. Oh, and I just thank God. Amen. It was a time that you know, sometimes you can run into situations where you get a call, the death call that's close. Like I had asthma when I was younger, the first asthma attack. I didn't know I was going to make it through the night because I could barely breathe, and it was the first time I had experienced anything like that. Then another time when I was about 12 or so, 11 or so, I almost drowned, and I was used to being in water, and I love water and swimming. So, but as I go on in ministry and just let the Holy Spirit of God take control, sometimes God will take control of you and you will speak His word, unadulterated truth against an immoral, perverse, and ungodly generation that does not want to hear the truth of God. And that's not to,
that's right.
to be, yeah, it's just the truth. You know, because even and it hits me first, it hits us first as ministers, but when you are preaching and you're prophetic and you're a prophet, you will experience those things. The Bible says that if you would desire to live holy, you will be persecuted.
Yes.
And that ain't cute. You know, it's not cute to be a minister because people will down you. They will disrespect you. It's like a spirit that follows you around to try every word that comes out of your mouth. But what people fail to realize is you, when they look at us, they're looking at a temple of God. Hallelujah. And so
right. Hallelujah.
I just want to thank God. Yeah, I want to thank God for the honor of being called into ministry, being called as His prophetess, as a voice piece for Him. I could never have imagined that. And it's overwhelming. You know what I'm saying? It's overwhelming.
Right.
You know, I wanted
right.
children. I wanted a husband. Even if you have all of that, you still got to find a balance. And God is a consuming fire. He's merciful. But you got to get that thing right
yes.
when you're serving God. You know, and it's
right.
not always like that. You know, and sometimes to
right.
get in what mm-hmm. he wants you to get in and be effective, it does not look like what somebody would think, oh, that's God. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
so I want to thank
uh-huh.
him, for, first of all, for calling me that I have a purpose in my life. That's what has kept me going. Because let me tell you, it's sometimes I'm like, Lord, you can just go and take me on from here, send the chariots, because I got to get up. They ain't going to keep doing me like this. But the Lord, I have to bow down and remember who God is. He ain't got to ask me
yeah.
nothing. He created me.
Yeah.
And so I just want to thank God for one more day of life, because I know my prayers get pretty
yes.
hectic. I'll be honest with God. I'm like, Lord, I don't want to hurt no more.
Right. Right.
That Garden of Gethsemane
yeah.
prayer be almost every day, sometime in your seasons, you know. And I'm like, Lord, this has been going on longer than Job, Lord. And turn it around.
Yeah.
And then you see,
yeah.
but he'll let you see somebody else being blessed. He'll let me see that when I pray for some other family, when I pray for some other children, when I pray for somebody, I can see my prayers answered in the newspaper. I can see it in the
yes.
church. When I go out walking down the street, I can hear somebody laugh, and I can hear somebody going to the next level, another business open, another marriage made it, another family stay together in spite of all that came from them. So it's an honor and a blessing. And I just want to encourage somebody to hold on. Hallelujah. Hold on
yes.
and be obedient. It hurts. You got to cry sometimes. I don't know about nobody else, but I got to cry sometimes. I can call,
yes,
you
yes,
know,
yes.
somebody else to get healed, and then seem like I get attacked. And then it's like the enemy been attacking
yeah.
me so bad, Apostle. Sometimes I don't want to pray. I've never felt that way. Sometimes I get persecuted so bad after I preached and left the church. Hallelujah. I don't want to go. I used to be so happy to go to church. But now it's getting down to the point. I'm just being honest so somebody will know when you get saved, it's going to be rough sometimes. So don't think it's always something you're
yeah.
doing wrong. Sometimes it's what you're doing right. Hallelujah. But we got to keep pressing.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
And I want to thank God for you, Apostle Deborah, because you are being obedient with this conference line. I didn't make it out. I'm with my great nephew today, my friend, family, a friend. And so I didn't get to go to church, but I'm here serving God on the conference line, amen, and I invited someone else.
Yeah.
So you be encouraged, and you keep pressing. You're an apostle over there. I thank God for you. It's not in vain. Amen. And I just want to thank God. I'm thankful today. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to get so excited, but I've been through something. And just to give God glory for one more day.
Amen. I praise God for you, Prophetess Lisa. I thank you. Praise God for you because you're always there. Most of the time when we on our radio broadcast, you're always there. And I thank and praise God. Sometimes you don't say nothing. Sometimes you do. But when you do, you say something to encourage the people of God. And I give God praise for that. But is there anyone else with a testimony, a praise report, miracle report, whatever, just a shout-out for the Lord? Is there anyone else today? Amen. So we're not going to stay on that too much longer. I thank and praise God because God know what we are and he know what we need. And so I'm just trying to be obedient, just like you said. I don't have nothing else but God to depend on and nobody else. And so I give God praise today. We're going to have one more song, and then we're going to let the man of God come and speak. I'm just trying to get something to play. Just one second.
Amen.
I did not have a song to praise, press and seal my day. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion to cry in me. So still in me. Healing me. I'm gonna worship. Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on, some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I got to seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's telling me I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's telling me.
I want to worship. I come to worship. That's what I come to do. I'm a worshiper, and I thank and praise God for the music today. But I more so want to get to the word of God, so I'm getting ready to call my spiritual son forth so he can bring the word of God for the people of God on today. Prophet, man of God. Hello.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now you're on now.
Okay, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Father, we give you all the glory for what you have done through your servant. Thank you for the message so powerful. Who actually the word, the worship, it was so good. It has come up before your throne of grace as a sweet smelling savour. We ask, O Lord, that you release your blessing upon every listener on this radio broadcast in the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
That which they have received. You say, if we worship you, it will come up before you like an abundance of rain. Father, I ask, O Lord, that you rain blessings upon the listeners in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I ask, O Lord, for your blessings to continue in the home of your apostle. Give her more messages for the world. Anoint her afresh. Give her more unction to function. As I'm about to minister this word, O Lord, let your spirit come upon me. Let me not speak the word of flesh. Send your word to them and heal them and save them from all destructions. And let the body of Christ be edified by your word today.
Yes,
thank you for what you have given me. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity, Mama.
Okay.
I thank you for your zeal for God. And I know and I thank you for your obedience. I thank you. God is so much happy for you, and I pray that this grace will continue to increase in your life, Ma, in
thank
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you, Ma. God will bless you.
Amen.
People of God, I am Prophet Shagun Ibitoye, speaking live from Benin City, from the region of South in Nigeria. South in Nigeria.
Amen.
I believe God has given me a word for you this evening. And I call the message, "We Need the War Against Wickedness."
No,
it is a known fact that it is a known fact that we have wickedness all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible speaking from the book of Genesis chapter 1 in verse 3, we read that after the creation of the world, there was darkness on the surface of the earth. That word darkness connotes evil. That word darkness connotes something in the hidden. That word darkness has a lot of meaning to it. But I want to say specifically that God was actually prophesying, I believe the word, that he was actually prophesying that there was going to be wickedness in the world. The Bible said in Ephesians 6, verse 10, that we should be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, that we should put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against the flesh and blood, against power, against principalities, against spiritual wickedness in high places.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to underline that word, wickedness, spiritual wickedness.
Mm-hmm.
There are physical wickedness and there are also spiritual wickedness as well. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I want to give you a live experience, a few experiences that I have while I was growing up.
Mm-hmm.
I remember back in year in the late 80s when I was a child in the primary school. I remember this very good friend of mine whose father was very, very rich and very, very famous. He was a farmer, so to say. But and people see him just making money. He has a lot of fame. He has a lot of produce in his fame. You know, in our particular, the major work there is to farm. So people notice that this man always brings produce in the season, but nobody bothered to ask, how does this man make his farm? Because he was not into mechanized farming. He was not into any, there was no laborer working for him. We just see this sudden wealth coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And one day, something happened. A hunter went into the bush that happened to be a very close place, a very close location to where this rich man's farm was.
Mm-hmm.
And he heard people shouting, I am hungry. I am hungry. I am hungry. And he was looking around for quite about 30 minutes. There was nobody in the physical. But people were crying. He was hearing their voices. He was shouting. So he saw a pot of water where he put some quantity in his hand and washed his face. By the time he did that, shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But by the time he washed his face, he saw people who have died, who himself knew about them. People heal him. He himself was
mm-hmm.
there when they are doing their burial ceremony. This
mm-hmm.
might be strange to you. It may be very, very strange to you. It may very be difficult for you to believe, but this is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening. This man, when he watched his face, he was scared. He ran back to the town. He reported to the king, village king, and they sent somebody, a delegate, to follow him to confirm what he saw, whether what he saw was true. And he went there with him, and it was the same thing they saw. What am I trying to say? I'm just speaking about wickedness taking place where I am. It's all over the world. You know how wickedness is prevailing around you. You have seen a lot. You have seen a lot. I see there, this, that, and so on and so forth. There is nowhere you are in the world that wickedness is not going on around you.
That's
but
right.
I have a word for you tonight. That every work of wickedness, as the Bible said, no scepter of wickedness shall dwell in the land allotted to the righteous, except the righteous dip his hand into sin.
Mm-hmm.
Child of God, the only way you can partake of this end-time wickedness is that you have not born again. The only way that you can share from this end-time wickedness is that you have not forgiven. When I saw all this wickedness, one particular one happened just 3 months ago. A young man, you know, in Africa here, when you go into toilet, if you are not able to toilet, you can go into the bush and defecate there. So a young man did the same thing and discovered his phone was lost after getting home. So you remember where he defecated? He went to toilet and he went back there. What did he see? He saw two young men with bread in their hands trying to eat his excreta. With the bread. And when he went there, he was surprised. He shouted. This is a true life story. He shouted, and people around the street gathered there and they began to interrogate these two young men. They were asking, what would be the cause of these two young men eating a scripture? Are they gone crazy? Are they mad? Or what would be the reason for this wickedness? Foolishness. They call it foolishness. By the time they interrogated them, they confessed that they are trying to do money ritual with it. That they eat the excreta. In the next 1 week, the young man who defecated will die, and they will start making money. That is to show you, child of God, how deep wickedness has gone over the world.
Yes.
Why would you have to eat somebody's excreta to make money?
Lord,
I am asking you, if you are on this radio broadcast, I'm asking you the same question, the way God is asking you. Why do you have to kill to live? Why do you have to do abortion? If former President Barack Obama has been aborted, would he ever become a president?
Right.
Let me tell you something. You did not just kill that man, that young baby. You have also killed a future, a life that is meant to impact the world positively. If President Donald Trump has been aborted as a baby, what do you think would have happened?
Right.
You wouldn't have any president in the world. There would be nobody to do you any good. Why? Why? Why do you have to tell lies? Why do you have to do wickedness? Why do you decide in your heart that you will not forgive that very person? When God himself has forgiven you, when the Bible said that if God should visit us with our sin, nobody will be able to stand. Why? I'm asking you why. Wherever you are today, I just want to tell you that the grace of God is available in the house for you. The reason for this radio broadcast is for you to have life and have it in abundance. Devil has come to kill, to steal and destroy. If you are stealing, your ministry is from the devil. If you are killing, your ministry is from the devil as well.
Yeah.
If you are a destroyer, nothing good, you don't want to see anything good around you that will destroy. That is devil's ministry. But I've come to tell you on this radio broadcast tonight that the grace of God is available for you. It is not too late for you. You are not too stubborn for God to get hold of. Let me read to you from the Bible in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 7, verse 17. It says, do not be overly wicked, nor be foolish. Why should you die before your time?
Amen.
Is God asking you this question today? Why do you have to take drugs when you know that your body is the temple of Jesus Christ?
Yes.
Why do you have to destroy the temple of God by going into fornication when you know that the soul that sins shall perish?
Yes.
Why? I'm asking you why. You might talk to us on the broadcast, but God knows you better and you know yourself better. You know what you are doing now. But let me listen. Let me read this to you in the book of Job, chapter 11. Job, chapter 11. I will read from verse 13. I will read from just some few verses for you there. He says, if you will prepare your heart and stretch out your hand towards him, if iniquity were in your hand and you put it far away and will not let wickedness dwell in your tent, then surely you could lift up your face without spot. Yet you could be steadfast and not fear, because you will forget your misery and remember it as water that has passed away. And your life will be together, your life will be brighter than new day. He said your life will be brighter than new day. Though you were dark, but you will be like the morning, and you will be secure because there is hope for you. Yes, you will dig around you and take your rest in safety. You will also lie down, and no one will make you afraid. Yes, many will curse your favor, but the eyes of the wicked will fail. The eyes of the wicked will fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope, loss of life. Hear the child of God. I am not the one speaking. It is God speaking to you, wherever you are on this radio broadcast. I believe God has a word for the best time for you. And this is the best time for you to repent. This is the best time for you to the place where we read. He says, if you put all this wickedness out of your heart, your life will be like noonday. You will cut the favor of God. You will find favor in the sight of men. The reason when I ask myself some critical questions about life, I simply ask God, I say, why do man have to suffer? And God said to me that most part of it is because of sin. Are you still in sin? Are you in the bondage of sin? But I say for you tonight, the grace of God has come upon you. Let the Holy Spirit fall upon you wherever you are now.
Yes,
and let your mouth confess that Jesus is Lord.
Yes.
This is the only way for you to have a good life. This is the only way for you to have life and in abundance. This is the only way for you to for peace to be restored back into that home. You don't have to leave your wife. You don't have to go out. You don't have to go to start doing other things that is against totally the world and the law of God. You have to come and reason with God. He said in Isaiah chapter 2, he said, come and let us reason together. Though your sin shall be as white as scarlet, the Bible says it shall be forgiven.
Yeah.
This is the best time, child of God. Wherever you are and you are listening to me, the best option for you is to go down on your knees and confess your sin before the Lord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Father, let me pray for you wherever you are now. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for your word. You say you send your word and heal them and save them out of their destruction.
Yeah.
Thank you because you have sent your word to America as your own country. Father, I ask in your name that every soul that sinned, every sinful soul, every sinner that listens to this word tonight, wherever they are, I ask that your spirit come upon them and let them confess their sin and come back to you in peace. Let your grace continue to keep them as they confess. May they grow in your word and in your understanding. That peace that they have lost, may you restore back to them. That joy that they have lost, may you restore back to them.
Yes,
may they have, as from this moment, have a positive perspective about life. That you gave this life for us to have peace, to love each other unconditionally.
Yes.
Father, may your understanding be poured upon their hearts. May they realize that the reason you created them is for them to surrender their life totally to you. Thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Amen. If you have just confessed Jesus, personal Lord and Savior, wherever you are listening to us, I want you to keep God close to you. Because he's so close to you, the only thing he needs from you is that you worship him in truth and in spirit. And the only way you can do that is to find a faithful family, a family of God around you where you can go to where they are to worship in truth and in spirit. So you look for a Bible-believing church wherever you are and start to worship with them. And if you are having a challenge, one way or the other, see me as your brother, see me as your friend. A problem here is a problem solved. If any spiritual problem you have that is confronting you, you can just seize that opportunity to give us a call while I will be here to pray for you. Or you can share with my mom while we put, she will pass it across to me, then we will start putting things in prayer for you. And I am so sure that God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. We answer all your prayers.
Yes, Lord.
So that is the message for you tonight. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the Lord,
Hallelujah.
Everybody. That was
Hallelujah.
The man of God from Nigeria, South, West Africa. And I thank and praise God for my spiritual son. You know, God has his plans and purpose for our lives. And he knows exactly what plans he had for us. And I thank and praise God for him, God using him like he used him all the time. And I give God praise for him on tonight for his obedience. I thank God for his wife in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I just thank God for them both, for the obedience of both of them.
Amen.
You know, winning the war on wickedness, winning that war against wickedness. I'm telling you, it's high time. We have to war in the spirit. We have to do warfare praying. I do it all the time because I get attacked all the time. And I'm not afraid of not one demon. Do you hear me? Because God, Jesus gave us power over the enemy. So, you know, we got to make sure they know that we know we have power and authority over them. So we have to pray against the enemy because he don't stop. We get tired and stop. He don't stop. He constantly come after us and do this and do that and do this. But I'm telling you, you can pray against the enemy. You can use the blood of Jesus. You can use the name of Jesus. And they have to go by the grace of God. So I'm telling you, we have to be taught about winning the war against wickedness. It's so much wickedness out there now, just like he said. I just thank God for the message and the messenger. I thank God because we need more and more and more teaching and learning on winning that war. We need to not give out. We need to not quit. We need to wear out. We need to, you know, we need to keep praying on our knees and stuff. I'm telling you, because it's close. But we got some praying to go. We got to keep praying. We got to keep seeking God. We got to keep trying to get ourselves the way God wants us to be. And he's trying to get us, but, you know, we got to just give in to God, whatever you want, however you want to do it, Father, here I am. You know, this is what we have to say to the Lord. So I thank and praise God. It's been so many times I just wanted to give up on our broadcast because it's been some times it was only me on this radio broadcast, and I had to preach like it was 1,000 folk on this broadcast. Because God, he don't want to accept any less than that. You do your best when it comes to the kingdom. And whether they listening or not, I have angels. Hallelujah. That's what he told me. And you preach just like you it's full on the line, on the radio broadcast. So I'm thanking and praising God that I didn't quit, that I didn't give up. Hallelujah. I give God praise. Sometimes it's kind of, you know, I get kind of discouraged, but God always lift me back up, or he'll send somebody to encourage me. He'll send a word. And you know when he send that word, that word will heal you. You know, it'll set you free, whatever. He didn't encourage you. So I thank and praise God on today. He said, my people that are called by my name will humble themselves.
Yes.
Turn from their wicked ways and seek my face. Then will we hear from heaven. And so, you know, sometimes I have to examine myself. Am I doing this right? Am I doing that? I have to go, Lord, show me. And what is it? Am I doing something wrong? Let me see myself. Because, honey, let me tell you something. I don't want to be doing nothing out of the line and the will of God because I love God too much. I want to be in his will, whatever, however he says it. I want to do it just like that. And I want to be able to teach the women of God to be the Proverbs 31 women. I want to be able to teach the women how to be women of God. Hallelujah. So that's my purpose in life. That's my, the plans that God has for me is to teach the younger women how to live a holy life before God, before their husbands, before their children. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Be an example for your children. Hallelujah. And so I give God praise, and I give him glory on this evening. And I, like I say, I thank and praise God for all of you that's on our radio broadcast and the ones that's in radio land. I just thank God for you. You can always go back and listen to our message, what he ministered tonight. If you didn't get it all, you can go back and you can listen to it. I know a couple of people that had to work on today. I know they're going to go back and listen to the message on today because they told me they did, they was. But the ones in radio land, you can always go back and listen to it. All you have to do is go on blogtalkradio.com, and it'll tell you just how to do it. So I thank and praise God for each one of you that's on the radio broadcast. I'm not going to hold you long in any longer. I thank the man of God, I call him Prophet or Minister Tigon or Victor. I just thank and praise God for him being obedient to come on. So I'm going to get ready to dismiss and let us get off, but I thank and praise God for him on today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless this man of God. Lord, you
Amen.
Know his desires, Lord. You know his heart, Father. You know his wife,
yes.
heart, Lord. Lord, I ask you
yes.
right now to bless them, Father. I ask you right now
Amen.
For their obedience, Lord. And I ask you to open
Amen.
Up the windows of heaven, Lord, and pour them out a blessing,
Amen.
Lord, that they will not have room enough to receive, Lord. I ask you right now to
Amen.
Touch them, Lord. Anoint him, Lord. Saturate them, Lord, in the blood of Jesus,
Amen.
Lord, in the name of
Amen.
Jesus, for their obedience, Lord. Bless them, bless
Amen.
Them, Lord. Bless them in the city.
Amen.
Bless them in the field. Bless them going in. Bless them coming
Amen.
Out, Lord. I ask you to bless
Amen.
I ask you to bless
Amen.
Them, touch them, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I ask you to guide his feet, Lord. Lead him the way you
Amen.
Want him to go, Lord. In the name of Jesus,
Amen.
I ask you to cover
Amen.
Him, Lord, in his darkest hours,
Amen.
Lord. I ask you to be his
Amen.
Covering, Lord. Cover his wife in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I give you praise for him. I give you glory for the man of God. And I be comforted to give you the praise for them, Lord. Then I ask
Amen.
You to bless
Amen.
Everyone, Lord, under the sound of my voice.
Amen.
In That's Jesus'
real.
Name, the grace of the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God
Lord,
and the communion Lord, of the Holy
the
Ghost
fellowship of the Holy Spirit
be with you
and abide with us now forevermore. Amen.
Amen.
Surely
Amen.
Goodness and mercy shall follow us. All
Amen.
The days of our life, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever
Amen.
And ever. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And we thank and praise you all. We'll be back on our radio broadcast on Thursday evening for our praise, prayer, and prophecy hour. Amen. I would see you then, but if you need me before then, please don't hesitate to call me. I love you all. God love you. You all have a good night. Amen.
Amen.